Plank 16 reads, "We demand the creation of a healthy middle class and its conservation, immediate communalization of the great department stores, and they're being leased at low cost to small firms. The utmost consideration of all small firms in contracts with the state, county, or municipality." Once in power, the Nazis didn't completely make good on their promise, but they did ban department stores from entering a slew of businesses, much as today's critics would like to do with Walmart. In America, too, fascist movements such as Father Coughlin's National Union for Social Justice targeted department stores as the engine of community breakdown and middle-class anxiety. Walmart provides an example in microcosm of how liberals use the word fascist to describe anything outside the control of the state. For example, the New York Daily News columnist Neil Steinberg dubbed the company an enormous fascist beast, rising to its feet and searching for new worlds to conquer. His solution to conquer the fascist beast? Invite it into bed with government under the sheet of regulation, of course. It's also worth noting that both Walmart and Microsoft found it necessary to protect themselves from Washington, not merely because government couldn't resist meddling, but because their competitors couldn't resist lobbying government to meddle. This is one of the underappreciated consequences of the explosion in the size of government. So long as some firms are willing to prostitute themselves to Uncle Sam, every business feels the pressure to become a whore. If Acme can convince the government to pick on Ajax, Ajax has no choice but to pressure the government not to. In effect, politicians become akin to stockbrokers, taking a commission from clients who win and lose alike. Microsoft's competitors were eager to have the government tear it apart for their own benefit. This dynamic was rampant in Nazi Germany. Steel firms, increasingly reluctant to play the Nazis' game, pressed for more protections of their autonomy. As a result, chemical firms leaped up as loyal Nazis and took government contracts away from the steel industry. Most businesses are like beehives. If government doesn't bother them, they don't bother government. If government meddles with business, the bees swarm Washington. Yet time and again, the liberal remedy for the bee problem is to smack the hive with a bigger stick. There are hundreds of medical industry lobbies for specific diseases, specialties, and forms of treatment, each of which spends a fortune in direct and indirect lobbying and advertising. Do you know which medical profession spends almost nothing? Veterinary care. Why? Because Congress spends almost no time regulating it. Why do pharmaceutical industries spend so much money lobbying politicians and regulators?